I'm Shane.
And I'm Tammy.
Live from the kitchen table.
Hey, everybody. We're back here, and hope y'all are having an awesome Thanksgiving weekend, if you're listening to this when it was released. But yeah, Thanksgiving was good. How was everything with you this weekend, my dear?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Helped my parents with some Christmas decorations, more than we intended to, but that was good. They could use the help.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
We have one of our sons likes to get everything out and go get them and decorate, and about 5 minutes into the process, he goes downhill and goes and plays on his phone. So,
yeah, tummy ache, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so.
Well, good. It was very kind of you to help, and of course I went to the Guitar Center to avoid that as much as possible. But so it was good.
Yeah, my parents are super nice. They always get the kids a treat. Anybody in their neighborhood that comes and helps, or any grandkids that come and help. You even got a candy bar.
I got
you
a candy
bar. You were at the
Guitar
Center the whole time.
I know. Got a Kit Kat, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a couple things going on in the news. Of course, we got snow. Yesterday?
Yeah.
We got some snow.
I'm more a rain type person, so it can rain all at once, but I don't like... The snow is okay. I don't like ice.
ISIS?
Ice.
Oh, ice.
I-C-E.
Yeah, I don't like
ISIS.
I don't
like ice.
But, yeah, ice. I like to look at it. It's very pretty, and I like it when it's colder.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I sleep with the fan on, but I don't like driving in it or having to wear pants.
Or, like, if you can sit and actually sit by a roaring fire with, like, a cup of coffee...
Mm-hmm.
All bundled up reading a book, then it can snow all at once.
Well, I had the fireplace channel on.
We do have the fire channel.
Doesn't that count for something?
I've used it in years past, and my parents do have an electric, like, Amish fireplace or something they're trying to get rid of.
Yeah, so that's what I didn't understand. They have a small electric in front of the real one.
In front of the real gas one. Well, ever since they moved into that house... it burned a blue flame, so the flame was not right on it.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought at one time they had gotten it fixed, but I don't know exactly why.
So was a blue flame dangerous?
So it was, I think it's something with the natural gas. It has to be fiddled with, if that's an old person term.
Oh.
But
so you could die
think,
if you have the blue flame?
I don't think you can die, but it doesn't look as great as an orange
it's
flame.
It's just not the right color. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've got breaking news out of Mexico. Two stories that I ran into today. One, of course, right now is there's mayhem after a few migrants.
I don't know how many a few is, but
okay. Could be a caravan of migrants. Tried to breach the fence separating U.S. and Mexico, prompting the U.S. to shut down the border and envelope the migrants with tear gas. Is that a word? Enveloped them with tear gas?
Enveloped? Maybe.
So they were like,
I don't
tase me, bro, and... Spanish, whatever that means.
Uh-huh.
No tasing me, bro, in Spanish. So whatever that, como se dice, don't tase me, bro, in Spanish. Maybe
don't
some of our listeners can tell us what that is. But I personally stand by my man, Donald J. Trump. He is one of the greatest presidents of all time. So.
Well, and I'm wondering what those people are thinking, because they totally missed... Like, right now is not the right time to try and get into America, because people are actually trying to leave America.
Right.
So, I mean, there are a ton of jobs available, but I don't know if now's the time to try and immigrate.
I mean, Amazon is looking for 50,000 people
mm-hmm.
right now. So I say open the wall to Amazon. But I just think it's funny, the same time that our beloved president has helped tear down the wall in North South America that we're building up the wall here.
I think you meant Korea.
Korea, sorry. That we could maybe use some of those materials since he's so smart. In fact, I came across a great clip from him that I wanted to share. Some of his finer moments were, I mean, because he's really a smart guy. I know you don't like him, but he's really a smart guy if you pay attention to him and listen to this.
The problem is, that's just like him trying to get out of bed. That's him like trying to get his engines going. Not to mention all the other things.
Ding
he
ding
does.
Ding 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 ding. You know what that one is, right? Ding 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 ding. I don't know what that is. So of course we're shutting the border down, and then I saw not really anything major, but apparently this has been a thing, and I knew this. But apparently people are going to Mexico to get cosmetic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it's cheaper down there. In fact, when we were on our cruise in, where did we go?
We went to Ensenada. And
what was the Mexico?
Yeah, Ensenada.
Ensenada, okay. Mm-hmm. In fact, there were some pharmacies down there. That were super cheap, and we ran into a guy on the bus that he went on the cruise twice a year to get his heart medication, his wife's medication, his Viagra, all that kind of stuff on the cheap. So apparently this is a deal. People go there to get surgery. In fact, we have, since Tammy is in the school system here, we're on the state insurance, and they came out recently and said, yeah, we're encouraging you to go to Mexico and get your pills because it's cheaper.
Uh-huh,
so they're actually encouraging that. So, but this gal, she's from Texas. She wanted to go get her boobies done and face done. And by the looks of her picture, she didn't really need it done. But, you know, vain is one of the seven deadly sins. I prefer gluttony, but she's vain, whatever. So
I prefer laziness.
To each their own. Laziness, yeah. And gluttony and... There's the cat. Funny story, though. The night that Tammy and I were engaged, is that a word? I asked her to marry me the night. I was working for a hotel here, and I got a call that a gal had died in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I had to run in for a few hours and wait for the coroner to show up and the police to come and the family and all this kind of stuff. And this is how she died. She'd gotten surgery. She came to the hotel to recuperate. One thing led to another. She fluids got into her lungs. She stopped breathing. And she died. So it's just sad to see this happen. But this gal, she went to Mexico, Juarez, Mexico, to get... cosmetic surgery, things went wrong, and she passed away. So, mm-hmm. It's, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it happens more than we would think it does. Or, you know, we'd want to believe that it's a safe procedure.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. And you can do all the checking you want. So even here, you know, you go to a clean hospital, and especially with things like MRSA and some of the germs that we have now, some of those things are really bad.
Right.
Because of the antibiotics that we all use. So some of those strains are getting worse and worse. So I'd like to know more about it and find out what she actually died of.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of antibiotics, they just seems like we're using them in everything now, and... Mm-hmm. In fact, gonorrhea has gotten to the point where it's almost non-resistant or resistant mm-hmm. to antibiotics and some other things. So Yeah, I mean, so it's pretty interesting the way things go there. But I think, yeah, Utah, we live in Utah, and it's one of the main states for plastic surgery and Zoloft and opiates
addiction.
And all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. which is kind of interesting because we claim to be this religious state where everyone's kind of holy and near to God, but it's when you get into the ritualistic aspect of religion and you focus more on the doing versus the relationship, and we can get into more of that, but it's just mm-hmm. interesting how the more we think we have to do, the farther it takes us away from that peace, that internal peace that we should have. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and I think there's also the stigma in Utah that we're all supposed to be happy. If you, especially if you have found religion, so everybody's supposed to be happy all the time. So if you feel any other kind of emotion, then you must need medication.
Right.
So, you know, and they talk about depression needing to be like so many weeks or longer. But, you know, if somebody's just broken up with somebody that they've, you know, been dating for a while, or you've just had a divorce, you should have a right to feel those feelings. Right. But a lot of times our first thought is antidepressants.
Yeah, like you had me go in and talk to a guy about a month or so ago, and because mm-hmm. I was feeling out of it, but, you know, I switched jobs, and so by then I was doing pretty good, but I uh-huh. kind of told him how I was feeling, and he's like, dude, you're normal, you know? Uh-huh. He's like, life's ups and downs, and you can't always expect to feel great, and that kind of stuff, so... but definitely interesting thing that is in our state here.
Well, and I just had a thought. We do the same kinds of things with kids, and we were talking about this on the car ride home, that with kids we don't like to have them fail, or we give them a trophy for everything. We're always trying to keep their attitude up, and so it's going to be worse for them. Because we're not building resistance, you know, they're not going to get any determination or anything. So they're just going to get more hooked on antidepressants and therapy. And instead of like our parents, you know, if you didn't like something that was too bad or that's not fair. And they're like, well, life's not fair.
Yeah.
Do that, you
Tough
know?
Shit. Yeah. Yep. That's life.
Yep.
Yeah. So it kind of started when my son plays basketball and his team was winning by maybe 20, 30, 40 points, and the referees just quit putting points on the board. So I wasn't really upset. I was just more interested in what was going on, so I went and asked them, and they said, yeah, it's the rules of the game that after 20 points, we have to stop adding points to the board because we don't allow blowouts. We don't want the other team to feel bad. And it's just kind of... I understand the notion of it and what they're trying to do, but it also makes us, you know, failure is what makes us who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does it teach us the lessons in life, you know, you're going to fail, you have to fail in order to win, you have to go through failure in order to win. It teaches us those lessons, it toughens us up, it makes us tough. And so mm-hmm. when we're handing out trophies for everyone who wins or loses, when we stop keeping score, especially with this bullying, with texting and stuff, it's funny because when I was a kid, someone would come up and call me fat, and they would be able to look me in the eye and see my face, and, you know, when I was younger, cry, and they would feel the effects of that. They would give them an opportunity to feel bad, or if they're a real dick, then they wouldn't, you know?
Yeah.
But it would at least give them a feeling of, oh, I said something mean and this kid cried.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we just text, we put it on social media, we don't see the reaction in the other mm-hmm. person's face. You know, the first bully I ever had was Kevin Butler in St. George. I went to school, and I remember I beat his ass with a broomstick, and so he definitely felt the effects of that. But we just don't feel the effects of failure. We don't feel the effects of our actions. We're just creating a society of people that we can just do what the hell we want, and we don't have the effects of it. Plus, we don't have the knowledge of just life in general, life experiences. We just kind of go off the cuff and say how we feel and not necessarily have all the mm-hmm. facts of it. But you being a teacher probably see it more than anyone. But.
Well, and actually, the interesting thing is working with new teachers, and our district even did a training at the beginning of the school year about like suicide awareness and stuff, but also about bullying. And I've had to remind teachers that one kid's calling another kid a name, that's not bullying. That's a one-time thing. That's just a kid figuring out life.
Right.
So there's a difference, like bullying is ongoing, it's repetitive, you've told the other person to stop, you know, those kinds of things, instead of, oh, they looked at me funny or gave me a dirty look, and so they're bullying me.
Like sexual harassment. Like you, when people come to me saying they were sexually harassed, my first question is, did you ask them to stop?
Uh-huh. And right. if you're like, no, or they said a dirty joke, did you say that's not appropriate?
Yeah, sure.
No. So it's a one-time thing.
Right.
But when we were growing up, it taught us to kind of stand up for ourselves. And kids doing that, I think it's not really a rite of passage per se, but it's they're developing communication skills and how when they say something to somebody, how it affects other people, and they're figuring out emotions. And so it's not... I'm not saying bullying is good or
sure.
anything,
yeah, it's
but
not, it's a bad deal.
They're just figuring out like what's appropriate and what's not.
Right.
But definitely not being able to see how it affects somebody else or seeing their physical emotion, because so much of it is through body language.
Mm-hmm.
Then yeah, the other kid doesn't really care because they don't see.
Right. It's just too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean communication is definitely important, and we have to learn those communication skills. Like. Even the boys, I told them yesterday, it's like, you know, the person that's going to be able to communicate in 20 years is going to be the most powerful person in the world, man or female, because mm-hmm. we're all stuck in our phones and mm-hmm. texting and that kind of thing. And even listening to this podcast that we'll talk more about, but you always hear men and women, they'll go to work and they'll complain about their wives or their husbands to their coworkers mm-hmm. or their mom or their sisters or whatever, but the husband or wife never knows that they're unhappy,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so then 10 years comes up and the husband says, I'm out, you know, you've been a bitch this whole time, and I ruined my life, and you made me give up this job or gave up this hobby or whatever, and the spouse is like, what the hell happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, because they failed to tell the actual person who could do anything about it. They told everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, communication is key.
Yeah. Well, and I have heard some therapists actually say, you know, because everybody would always say, don't go to bed upset, da, da, da. And some therapists are actually like, no, because you have to talk it out. Or, like, it's okay to argue as long as you're staying on topic or trying to.
Right.
So we try not to argue. I mean, we've had, like, two arguments?
Sure.
Since we've known each other. And one lasted a couple of days until we both calmed down. One was last night, and it lasted a couple of hours. But we try and come back together and, like, see it from the other person's perspective and talk it out.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way to do it, instead of just pushing something under the table. Which
right.
a lot of people just try and do.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably the number one cause of divorce other than marriage. Would be that lack of communication,
uh-huh.
the lack of honesty. It sucks. So, yeah. So, a cool thing that we found this week is Pluto TV. This isn't a plug. This is just something cool that I found. It's kind of an app on. We have the Fire Sticks that we use. We cut the cable and we no longer have. Cable, but this was kind of cool. It's Pluto TV. It's kind of like just a bunch of channels that were created, like drama and crime, and of course the cool channels we found were the Fail TV, which we kind of do this when we're laying in bed. Before we go to bed, we'll watch this Fail TV
uh-huh.
for sometimes too long, you know,
uh-huh.
but
there's a lot of idiot people out there, and a lot of horrible drivers. Like,
right.
I don't see, I mean, we have people that drive too fast.
Yeah.
But, I mean, these are, like, flat out horrible drivers. Like, what are they thinking?
And I think in the Europe or somewhere, they must just have cameras on all their cars.
Oh, tons of teeth. And I think it's a, is it the Ford Focus or something that now, the like, every model they're coming out with has a dash cam.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
But Fails, if you haven't seen Fail videos, it's just like America's Funniest Home Videos on crack. You know, it's just, and this is just 24 hours a day, people failing, and you can laugh at them falling on their butt and running off the road and whatever. So the other one we like, of course, is the Cat TV, Lucifer, whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a 24/7 of cat videos.
People complain that they don't like cats, but that Cat TV is pretty popular.
Yeah, probably.
And we watch it for a long time for not, you know, we like our cat, and she decides if she likes us, depending on the time.
Cats are horrible.
But, yeah.
So it's just stupid. But, yeah, I mean, it's for people that really love cats and everyone else that wants to see them. But check it out. It's Pluto TV. It's a free app. You can download it.
Or if your cat's bored and has to stay home, you just leave the Cat TV on.
That might work because I think DirecTV tried that at one time, a dog channel or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually not like this where you watch cats, but it was an actual TV that you put on for your dog.
Well, and they did one that was on a baby channel or something, or a kid's channel, and it was just babies, so you could put your baby in front of it and they could look at other babies.
Huh.
I was like, that is the very definition of poor parenting.
That is some
You
weird.
Need to take your kid out and get it socialized.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. Go see real people. But it probably did very well. But then people just started, like, handing their phones to their kids.
Right.
So.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So. But I can't say much. Our, you know, our kids are into their phones, and they sit there and play games 1 foot away from each other, and...
Well, at least some of them are now playing the same game with each other, so they're at least talking, even though it's about the game.
Sure.
But, yeah, we've become that family that sometimes we're all on our different electronic devices.
Yeah, but. And it's just, you know, when you have four and they're all relatively the same age and all they do is talk, you just need frickin' just one moment of peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet.
For God's sake. So, yeah, Thanksgiving, we had Worksgiving at my work last week, so I asked my boss, you know, I said, Worksgiving, you know, does that mean that our pod's going to go over to the next pod and kick them out of their pod and take over their territory and give them one small corner of the building to have with a monthly stipend? You know, the young kids, they didn't understand what I was talking about.
Like, huh? Well, is that maybe why that one area did their cubicles as a pirate ship?
Pirate ship, yeah.
So maybe they were really the Mayflower and they were going to take over the whole floor and kick everybody out?
Yeah, Thanksgiving, the day we celebrate stealing the Indians' land. But hey, we're Americans, so screw them, right?
We did what? We killed a turkey, though, and plucked it and gave him, you know, cooked it.
It was good. It was good food.
I bet it was delicious.
But, of course, the greatest part of this Thanksgiving was it was just us and your mom and dad and your cousin.
Uh-huh.
And your mom. First, right off the bat, you know, because all I like to do is tease your mom.
Yeah, so, I think that's your new hobby.
Oh, my God. So right off the bat, she says, Shane, I've got a proposal for you. To which I said, well, if it's a proposal, I can always say no, right?
And I asked how much money she was offering.
Right. But she said it was a challenge. Challenge. So she said, I can't tease her when I'm tempted to tease or when I tease her. And then I had to share something, share a story about my life because she wanted to get to know me. And of course, I don't want her to get to know me, you know. Tammy has to hear enough about, you know, and slowly but surely she's learning more and more about me. So this marriage may end very, very quickly. But
no, everybody's had different lives, and it's fascinating to get to know somebody with a completely different life. But you've ended in similar areas or like our crossed paths. right. has path or paths have crossed.
Sure.
But having from coming from like completely different backgrounds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting all the different things that have to happen for us to meet. And,
yeah.
But, so, I had to tell a couple stories, and so whatever. And, of course, I made a few up. So, one, I said my dad was a traveling salesman, inventor, and he went to Thailand to sell one of his inventions, and he brought me back a little bear thing called a Mogwai. And he told me not to feed it after midnight, get it wet. And on accident, I got it wet and multiplied. And it took over the town and burned down the movie theater. Yeah. She probably didn't believe me, but she at least listened.
Well, it's probably when I started laughing. Because I'm pretty sure my mom missed half, if not most, of the 70s and 80s. I think it was when I was born and she had three kids.
Right.
That she, like, gave up remembering that kind of stuff. And especially when my younger brother, Brady, was born in 78. Yeah, that's when, the 80s.
So she never watched the Gremlins.
The 80s was gone, yeah.
But what's funny was we talked, last time we talked about the drinking game, about when someone brings something up to go have a shot. It would have been awesome to do that, because she probably said, oh, I've got a story at least 27 times.
Or you tease her and we'd be like, oh, you have to share a story now.
Yeah,
we would have been so wasted if we had used that.
So the last time I had to tell her something, this is what I shared, and then she stopped making me. She obviously knew I was not playing this game well. So this was my last confession. Hopefully this comes up on the audio here.
But the worst thing I ever done, I was about to make puke at home. And then I went to this movie theater, hit the puke in my jacket, climbed up to the balcony, and then I made a noise like this.
Yeah, so I think she knew I was done sharing after that one. So,
well, it is kind of like an FBI, like, inquisition or something.
Right.
Sometimes when you're over at her house, so.
It's interesting. So, yeah. But, I had lots more to talk about, but I think, we'll kind of wrap it up for now. I think the last thing I just wanted to share was there was a mom in St. George. We'll read the story here. Says here, Southern Utah mother's facing several charges after police say she gave juveniles marijuana in exchange for a ride to Taco Bell where she paid with counterfeit cash. Police were called to Taco Bell in St. George Wednesday evening just before 9 p.m. where employees gave the description of a customer who paid with counterfeit money. Police located the vehicle and made a traffic stop. The driver was cited and released for possession of marijuana. The two females were referred to juvenile court. The teens told the police that one of their mothers, Tasha Jennings, had offered them payment in marijuana in exchange for a ride to Taco Bell. And she offered to pay for everyone's meal. She gave the driver the counterfeit $100 bill. Police located the woman at the local bar, arrested her for possession of marijuana and counterfeit money. Two counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Well, when you want Taco Bell, you got to have Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's the drunk man woman's heaven, it's like hedonism. If you're a cop and you want to bust somebody for drunken driving, you just hang out at a Taco Bell at 2 a.m.
Well, and I was gonna say, I can't remember where I saw it, but it was on some, I don't know, reality show or something. And this person said, when you're drunk, the best thing to eat was McDonald's French fries because of the grease.
The grease?
Uh-huh. Okay. So maybe it's like when you're high, you all you want is a Taco Bell.
Yeah, I mean, the bean burritos are to die for. So.
Yeah.
But here in Utah, we recently had Proposition 2 passed. It goes into effect sometime, which is, of course, well, not of course, but is for medical marijuana, which is interesting due to the large religious base we have here. But I think if we can get this passed, what I'm going to do is I'm going to proposition the politicians that we're going to have a Taco Bell next to every marijuana dispensary. So that's my proposition. Because then we can make, you know, get Taco Bell making money again. They're kind of struggling. Yeah. So,
well, but it has to be a good Taco Bell, because we've been to a couple that have been disgusting and horrible. But luckily, we're in a newer city with a new Taco Bell. It's only been open a couple of years.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good.
There's some really sketchy ones by our old house.
Uh-huh.
And it just, like, when a arm and a face come out of the drive-thru and it looks like a zombie is handing you your burrito with face scabs and arm scabs and like fucking heroin needles still in their arm. And then you've got homeless people and drug addicts hanging out in the parking lot. It's like, it's just like, you don't want to eat there anymore. So, yeah, we definitely have to, we drive around whenever we go to Taco Bell to see the environment of what's going on, because it's real sketchy, real sketchy.
Yeah. Well, or even not just Taco Bell, just like something good, like a Pizza Hut could be by one. That would be delicious.
Right.
Or Daylight Donuts. Or look at all these people that could be our sponsors.
Yeah, all these people.
But
it's just the quality of everything has gone down. I think it's because in our area, the unemployment is so low. And I get it. They're having, you know, I managed a hotel just recently, and I know it's very hard for people to find good workers at the salary that you can pay them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Burger King's paying $11-$12 an hour. McDonald's is now paying $11-$12 an hour. But if you think about what made McDonald's great, it's always been their cleanliness. They're always real big on being clean. And now you go into a McDonald's and there's just trash everywhere. None of the tables are wiped down. Mm-hmm. Heck, half of them don't even want to take your order. They want you to order on that little
machine.
Which when you have six people,
It
takes us a half an hour to figure that out. So, I don't know. I think, you know, Jim Rohn, who has passed away, but he was a personal development coach. He always talked about, you know, working at McDonald's, you want to get a raise, just smile and you're taking out the trash, you know, go McDonald's. There's just something to be said about taking pride in your work and keeping your area clean, and it will go a long way.
Yeah. Well, but we've kind of come full circle, because if they let some of those migrant workers in, or those immigrants, there's jobs for them.
Sure, absolutely.
Especially a lot of hotels and fast food places that they would snap up. Yeah, so we've kind of come full circle. But it's interesting, because a lot of those jobs were like high school jobs. And now, talking to some of the high schoolers, like, those jobs are beneath them now, too.
Right.
So I've noticed a lot more people who are retired, coming back from retirement to make a little bit more extra money for higher prescriptions. So.
Yeah, I mean, if I owned and managed a McDonald's, it's easy for me to say, I'm sitting here on the other side looking in, but you don't have people ordering at the counter anymore. You've got them using that machine. Take one of your folks, and that's all they do is just clean all day long. Yeah. Because people still want to have clean areas to sit in, to relax. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's important. It's still, you know, the small things are still the important things, keeping the area clean. Anyway, I'm going on.
In fact, a big plug for this, and something, I have a cousin just a couple of years younger than me that did this. But also, I went to a Taco Bell in Centerville for a long time while I worked up there, that they would have people who were disabled in some way.
Yeah.
That was what they did. They would go around and greet people, clean tables, clean trays, and that was their job. And now, with things so competitive, a lot of those jobs are gone. And in fact, I heard of a place called Puzzles Cafe that they opened somewhere back east, like Indianapolis or something. And she had like 4,000 people apply for jobs there because she was only hiring people with disabilities. Nice. A lot of them were autistic and things.
Huh.
But she had like 4,000. So she's hoping to eventually like franchise that.
Right.
But there are people out there that want to work that people won't hire because of their disabilities, but they want to work. So.
And Mod Pizza, which is a new franchise here in Utah that does specialty pizza, they're famous now for hiring felons.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So that's, you know, so if you want a pizza with a
shank
in it to bail out of jail, you know, then nice. You can go to Mod Pizza.
Or sometimes you just want a shank.
The shank shake. It's
if you're looking for like a little weapon,
all their pizza slicers are made out of old toothbrushes.
Uh-huh.
You just scrape it on the floor.
They do pizzas and cakes.
Right.
With shanks.
All right, so this week we've got before we come back next Sunday, we've got Jim Gaffigan.
We do have Jim Gaffigan
tickets.
We're
very excited for that, for the family to see him, and so we'll talk about that next week. We saw Nikki Glaser last week, and I was intending to talk about it this week, but we'll move that to next week. Make that about comedy.
Really
so, but yeah, we hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Tammy, why don't you get us out of here?
Thanks for joining us, and glad you all had a good Thanksgiving. Hope you didn't kill any of your family members, because if you did, oh, sucks for you.
Yep.
But if you let everybody live, good job.
Good job.
Thanks for joining us live at the kitchen table.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Bye.